This episode of The Ramen Noodle is brought to you in part by GoToMeeting with HD Faces and by the Easter Bunny. No, not the real one, but the kind that you can eat for lunch. Try it today, because that's what Santa Claus eats. It's time for The Ramen Noodle, episode 132.
Nobody can blame ya. There's only one life worth living. They may try and shame ya, 'cause it cracks them up to see an amateur like you. But you gotta be your own kind of noodle. Add your own seasoning. Be your own kind of noodle, even if nobody else laughs along.
Welcome back to another episode of the Ramen Noodle Clean Comedy Podcast. I'm Daniel J. Lewis.
I'm Jeremy Laughlin.
And I'm Jenny.
And we're happy to have you with us for this, our 132nd episode. And we've got some cool things to share with you, funny stories, and we hope you had a happy Thanksgiving and happy New Year, happy Hanukkah. Or has Hanukkah started yet?
I don't know.
Don't think so.
Advent calendar holiday hasn't started yet either. Little thing. You know, some people have really cool Advent calendars where it's got boxes and drawers and all of these cool things that you pull a drawer out and there's chocolate inside. That is amazing.
You just said chocolate.
Yes. I now have Jenny's and probably every other female's attention. But growing up, the kind of Advent calendars I would get were a lot more boring. It was just like, fold the little piece of paper aside. No chocolate,
but
no
see,
candy.
My childhood was much the same Advent-wise, and it was enough. It was plenty. I loved that thing.
Oh, yeah. It was fun.
But you could not stuff any adequate amount of chocolate into it, because it just wouldn't have worked.
Right. Or it'd be really low-fat chocolate. It'd be like wafers or something, like crackers in there.
Chocolate shavings.
Kind of like those ultra, ultra thin little wafers that you get at church services sometimes. They're like so thin and so brittle. It's like, wow, this is a miracle how this stays together even.
Wow.
But we hope that you had a happy Thanksgiving, and we've got a couple funny things to share about Thanksgiving. But before we, well, actually, Thanksgiving did just recently happen, so that might be part of this. Funny stuff from the last week, or actually two, because it's been 2 weeks since we recorded a podcast. So recently, and Jeremy just discovered this tonight, we've had somewhat of a Hollywood experience here at our home.
Oh?
Oh?
Yes. The Titanic has invaded our home. That, and it's kind of a ghostly Titanic. It's our microwave, something about the little turning wheels on the inside and the glass plate that's in there and the aluminum forks and all of that stuff that I stuff in there whenever I microwave things for the fireworks.
Or for the time travel.
Yeah, that too. Time traveling bunnies. That's a Lost reference. In
that's
case
an old reference.
But I think the best thing to come from Lost. Anyway, something about all of these moving parts inside the microwave are starting to make noise.
Yes. Oh, wow.
So it's not quite a moaning myrtle, but it sounds like the Titanic when it was sinking. Don't you remember how the Titanic sounded when it sank?
I was there.
Yeah, that's where I figured.
At least how the Titanic in the movie sounded when it was sinking.
They got it pretty close.
It's like the sound of metal just bending, like big chunks of metal bending and stretching, but yet it also has a slight ghostly sound to it. So I think that we have a Titanic microwave. It's made out of titanium, maybe.
Yeah. I was the one who started calling it that.
What is happening right now?
But if we ever sell the microwave, I think it would be a great selling point, especially if it's around Halloween, to say something like poltergeist infected microwave
Wow.
for sale.
Wow.
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 Yeah. The first time, though, I heard it, and which was actually now several months ago, weeks ago. I can't remember when it started.
Last week.
Well, it was longer than that. I thought Jenny was crying. So, like, I came upstairs. Yes, because
I always go like, oh.
I couldn't quite hear. I couldn't quite hear it. It just sounded like some kind of moan of.
Well, you stayed down there. Sadness. You didn't come up to comfort me.
No, I think.
Even though I wasn't crying.
I think the first time it happened, I might have come up, but or didn't say anything. I don't quite remember, but I do remember thinking, that sounds like someone crying, and where's that coming from? But it's not like I dove over the furniture and into.
He only does closet. That for the water heater.
Well, I think our house is trying to spawn a Titanic.
What?
Because we've got the water. It's trying to spawn.
Oh, goodness.
We've got icebergs. It's
trying to spawn. Of course, that necessary requirement is clearly present in this house. It is trying to spawn.
We had icebergs trying to grow in our house last week when the heater wasn't working while we were gone.
Oh, you're right.
Oh.
And water.
The microwave.
Ice,
yeah.
Noises.
Pretty soon, there's going to be a floating door somewhere, and some lady's going to be on it and saying, I'll never let go.
Ah! That would be so scary.
Right before she does.
Whoops! Best part of the movie.
There he went.
I never understood that part, because she said it right before she let him go.
Yeah.
You know what? They both could have totally fit on that
I guess
door.
It was symbolic. She meant, yeah, maybe physically I'm going to let go, but my heart will go on.
She should have specified.
She should have specified. In my heart, I will never let go. My hand really can't take much more of this, and you're kind of dead, so bye-bye.
Well, he was stuck to her. She could have held on.
This is the Titanic podcast. What are you doing right now?
I don't know what's happening.
I don't know. A little James Warner came in there somewhere. Jeremy, what is your random noodle update?
Oh, speaking of what you were just doing.
You were on the Titanic?
Yes, I was on the Titanic. That's not really my funny story because not funny. But those of you, those out there who join us for the live show at 6 p.m. Eastern time on Wednesdays, noodle.mx/live. Ooh, you got to know
nice
where to
plug.
Go.
Nice plug.
Oh, thank you. Those of you who join us frequently, or maybe you've only done it once, know that I tend to sing randomly in the pre and post shows. Not so much during recording, though it does happen. And one of our faithful listeners, Heather, one of our listeners, Heather, actually, because we have several.
Several Heathers.
Yes.
Not all of them are so faithful, though.
It's true. We miss... That wasn't going to sound...
Heather's so faithful.
We miss the missing Heathers. But one of them...
But we welcome all Heathers.
Mm-hmm.
All Heathers, welcome. Welcome, Heathers.
Yes.
This is the Harry Heather podcast.
What? What? Oh, what are you doing
Harry,
right now?
Where did Harry come from?
Never call a girl Harry. Never, ever, ever, ever.
Ever.
Never.
Ever.
That's just one of the things you never do.
Okay.
I'm here for you, Daniel. I will teach you. Yeah.
But we digress. One of them
seriously
likes to make sure I know that I'm singing, just in case I don't. And I don't remember how that started, but she always says...
Oh, is she the one that says, I was singing? Or, wait, no, you says, were singing, did you know?
Yes. Every time, it's wonderful.
Jeremy, did you know?
Well, I was getting my haircut. And I was saying before the show that my story tonight sounds more awkward than it actually was, if you were there. But I guess that just makes it better. So I was getting my hair cut, and I know the guy that cuts my hair fairly well. But we were nearing the end of this time, and something must have happened. Like, we were talking, and then maybe he was talking to someone else for a second or something. I forget what could have possibly triggered this. But the next thing I know, he goes, Phil Phillips? And I was like, what? And he's like, weren't you just singing that song by Phil Phillips? I was like, oh, I guess and Heather came to my mind instantly. I was like, where is she when I need her? I didn't know I was singing, but it was only for a second. And then he was like, you know, that's not real music, right? And we kind of got into that whole discussion. This is that song. I'm not going to sing it here
sing
on the podcast.
It.
No.
Sing it.
But it was kind Do of on it. Some Olympics commercials or something. Not like that. But yeah, so that
come a few bars.
I must have kind of gone da 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 da. I don't know. I was only half aware that I did it, and I wondered. That's interesting.
This is how it starts, Jeremy.
This is how it starts. And next thing you know, I'm going to be walking up the streets talking to somebody only I can see.
No, you'll be a cook in a kitchen and you'll be singing and everyone in the restaurant will enjoy it.
Oh,
because you're singing.
I like that vision.
Or you will be,
that's actually a real vision I've had. Real. It's really? Real.
Yeah. You will really? Be unconsciously karaoke-ing somewhere. Like, people will be like, Jeremy, did you know you're singing karaoke right now? Do you know you have a microphone in your hand and you're singing into it?
Yeah.
Let me explain my vision, okay?
And then I'll get scared. Okay, explain your vision.
I associate singing with Mexican restaurants because the Mexican restaurant in my hometown, there is a cook in the kitchen who sings, and you can hear him every time the door swings open and shut. And it's great. Like, it's, I love it.
That's awesome.
So it's like, where's the singing cook when I go to Mexican restaurants and there's no singing cook?
I'd like the burrito grande with the singing cook.
Yeah. Get the singing cook to make it for me.
Except not to, no, he's not part of the meal. That's cannibalism.
Ew.
He's a side.
Yeah.
Yeah. You open up the burrito and there's this little,
No.
I'm trying to think. What?
This has nothing to do with avocados, does it?
No.
Okay.
It's like little Three Amigos or something are in there and they've got their little.
Oh, okay.
They're not banjos, but they're little Mexican instruments and they're suddenly like, welcome to Pablo's. We're happy to see you. Enjoy your burrito. I don't know.
Okay. Yeah, the singing I heard in the kitchen sounded way better than that.
And way more authentic, right?
A lot of things sound a lot better than that.
I have another story, but it's Jenny's turn.
Oh, I think you should, because I interrupted your story. I'm sorry.
Oh, you didn't really. That was kind of all. I'm basically crazy or on my way there. Mm-hmm. But this one goes a little bit further back in time to Black Friday.
Which was last week.
Right. But this other one was, you know, like the next day. So goes further back in time. It was very long. Don't judge me. Anyway, I was at work. I was on break. And I was sitting with some of my coworkers. And I just caught a snippet of the conversation behind me. And the woman says... And I was like, let me just stuff this turkey down your throat. And so I tweeted it over here. Let me just stuff this turkey down your throat. And then I got nervous because clearly they were still within earshot. But the girl sitting next to me follows me on Twitter. And she had her computer out and she has an iPhone. And I was just waiting. And then I started to forget about it. But the next thing I know, she's got it up on her screen and she's starting to say something. And I was like, no, don't. And she realized she had started to, but she realized right as she started to that she probably shouldn't read it out loud because it was so recently overheard. They were probably still there to hear it. It almost got real awkward and it didn't. Thankfully.
There would have been a lot of turkey stuffing down a lot of throats.
I know. I can just imagine. She reads my tweet out loud and the table behind us goes silent.
Yeah.
Folks, we're going to have to close the restaurant early.
Wah, wah, wah. I don't understand. Why would you have to close the restaurant?
Because I'm going to have a duel with the lady trying to stuff turkey down my throat.
It's like, got it. Never call Mad Dog, Mad Dog.
What?
because that means the restaurant has to close down and someone's going to get shot.
Oh.
And similar thing with never read an anonymous overheard near the person or else you're going to get shot.
Anonymous.
Boy, this is a really musical episode. It's the holiday spirit, everyone. Welcome to the Christmas edition of the Ramen Noodle.
Have a holy jolly noodle.
Whoa.
Well, it's the best show of the year.
By our opinion. Not actually named the best show of the year.
Yeah, but we did have Thanksgiving recently. And Jenny, did you have some random noodle update or updates to share from Thanksgiving or from anything in the last couple
of weeks? Of course I do.
Okay, share away.
I had the pleasure of getting to see my 2-year-old niece over the Thanksgiving holiday. And she is starting to put words together. And one of the things that she says is... She says, come here, because my sister, you know, she says come here a lot, I guess. So, but she says it like this, come here. So it sounds all gangster. And have you ever seen Mickey Blue Eyes, the movie?
No.
It's a great movie, in my opinion. It's really funny. Anyway, it's got gangsters in it, and every time she said, come here, I would say, Mickey Blue. Come here, Mickey Blue. She would start saying that, too. She's like, Mickey Blue. So it just made me chuckle every time.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Come here, Mickey Blue.
Yeah, the come same here. Niece, whenever she would see us, she would go, that's Kitty! Or,
the tail! Yeah. What is my sister taught her dog our names. So now every time she says, Proxy, where's Jenny? The dog will, no kidding, look at me. And whenever she asks, where's Daniel? The dog looks at Daniel, so the dog knows our name.
Only with a slightly different expression than so that with course, which he looks at Jenny.
Of course, Erin would teach her kid our names. So she knows our names really well. And when we're Skyping, she'll come and look at the monitor. Skyping. Did you not hear what I said?
No, I did. I just noticed the G was missing.
What?
You said Skyping.
Skyping. Yeah, when we're Skyping, she'll come up and do like, oh, that's Jenny!
Come here, so we're Skyping.
Come here. Come here, make it blue. Come here.
What is it with parents that they feel like they need to sound really weird when they talk with kids and use really weird grammar?
Well, kids sound really weird. Oh, I don't understand the really weird grammar part, but
her is such a cute girl.
Look what? At her. Look. Oh, wait, that's right.
Yeah. Her is such a cute girl.
Her did
girl.
Such a good job. Like that.
Huh? Oh, I guess I have heard her. People say that.
Why is her it's using like, such bad grammar?
What are you teaching your kid?
I mean, depending on who has more influence over our kids might either inherit some of Jenny's mannerisms or they might inherit some of mine. And depending on, like, the greetings that they inherit from me and might not be something like, it's Danny! It'll be just like, hey, man. Little baby will be going, hey, man, pass me the passy, please.
Pass me the passy. You do say that a lot.
Pass me the passy, please. Yeah. We're going to have some interesting children in the future, I'm sure.
Yeah. Hey, listeners, we would love to hear from you your funny stories about Thanksgiving or Christmas, or it doesn't have to be this Thanksgiving or this Christmas or this holiday or anything like that, but just holiday stories in general, because this is holiday season. It's the season of many holidays. That's why they call it the holiday season. It's not like a seasoning sauce, like hollandaise sauce, although that would be really good. Holidays are better with hollandaise sauce. It's the seasoning of love or something like that. Did your parents ever have the little canister of love seasoning that they sprinkle on food?
Never.
I remember it used to be a big deal with my family. We had this little canister, a little aluminum tin square can. You know those things that you can get at the store, the spices and stuff come in these little aluminum canisters. And there was this one that on the outside, it says love, and it says sprinkle generously on everything. And the first time we got it, it's cute and everything, but the first time we got it, I open it up and I'm like, it's empty. Why is it empty? What are you guys sprinkling on this? This is really weird. It's not quite how I sounded back then. But
it's more like, it's empty.
Come here. It's
come empty. Here. Come here, Vickaboo.
It's so empty. Well, let me take a moment to thank our sponsor for this episode of the Ramen Noodle GoToMeeting with HD Faces, brought to you by Citrix. Meeting in person is great because this is where you can read expressions from each other and you can express things like the slight raising of an eyebrow, the nodding of agreement, or the shaking of the head and
shaking
violent disagreement. Yes, all of that stuff helps communicate so much better in a meeting. But these simple things can't happen if your crew, your teammates and colleagues and coworkers are all over the place. Especially now with Christmas and the holidays and all of that coming up, your team is going to be all over the place. So meeting face-to-face and reading these subtle gestures aren't going to be very easy. But it's so easy with GoToMeeting with HD Faces, where you can meet face-to-face with clients, colleagues, and coworkers no matter where they are and no matter where you are. It makes online meetings super easy, super simple, and a lot of fun, too. So you can shake your fist as much as you want into the camera, or you can do your facial expressions. You can show things. You can share a document, collaborate on it. You can share your screen, give control of your screen. You can even present from an iPad now. That's a brand new feature. GoToMeeting is great. It's super easy to use for you and for your participants. Try GoToMeeting free for 30 days. Don't wait. For this special offer, visit GoToMeeting.com, click the Try It Free button, and use the promo code PODCAST. Remember, use the promo code PODCAST. And thank you, Citrix, for your support. Now, let's move on to this.
Ring, ring, hello? Ring, ring, hello? Ring, ring, hello? Ring, ring, hello? Ring, ring.
You have a bad connection.
Funny stuff from you guys, our listeners. Like I said earlier, we'd love to have your funny stories, funny holiday things, whatever. You can send those to us, feedback@cleancomedypodcast.com, or call 903-231-2221. Or you can go to cleancomedypodcast.com and click on the Send a Voice Message tab over on the right side. And Jeremy will flirtatiously wave his scarf at you.
I was wondering what was happening.
I guess by the end of sponsors and bumpers, I just have to inject more humor, even if it's silently.
This is supposed to be quiet. This is very awkward sitting across from you and seeing you with your scarf. I mean, that's not the awkward part. The awkward part is when you start waving the scarf at me and you're like, oh. That's when it gets a little awkward.
It was meant to be, if that makes you feel any better.
Batting his eyes at you.
Not yet.
Just don't call me Deary and I'll be okay. That's a different podcast over at oncepodcast.com.
Oh, out of context, that was really an awkward statement. That's a different podcast where you call me Deary.
We got this joke in from Janice, or maybe it's Jan Ice, like January Ice. January Ice D. Hmm? Well, it's actually Janice D, but January Ice D
sounds
a lot cooler, like some hipster, rabster person. But this is from Jeremy. Or Janice. It says, hi, Daniel, Jenny, and Jeremy. Since next week, actually, no, last week, it's Thanksgiving, I have a little turkey humor. Why can't nothing foul?
I got it.
Well, thank you, Janice, for your email, since Jeremy won't let me know. It goes like this. Ooh. Why can't turkeys go to church? Give up. because they use foul language.
Oh gosh.
Har, har.
Oh gosh.
Wow. Your face looks really funny while you're doing that noise.
And Jenna said, I had a good laugh. Hope you all enjoyed. Have a wonderful Thanksgiving holiday. Love your ramen noodle podcast and your Once Upon a Time podcast too.
Har, har, har,
from
har, har.
Janice. Thank you, Janice, for that joke. We appreciated it. And we also got in this not so Thanksgiving email that is from which one was it? I've got so many emails in my inbox that start with the subject line bacon.
They're just trying to get your attention because they understand that women perk up for chocolates and men perk up for bacon.
Yeah, it's like
bacons.
It's kind of like the kids in, I don't know if you've ever taught kids before, but any group of kids, I pity the dog population out there, because any group of kids, when you ask them a question, some kid in the group raises his hand and says, my dog died last week. That's like, and it happens every week too. No, not every
There's
week.
There's a dog killer on the loose.
So it's kind of like, I'm talking bacon, but then they give me something else other than bacon. Well, here it's like they're talking bacon to me with their email subject lines, but then their actual message is like something completely unrelated.
Wow. That's complicated and meaty.
Well, this came from Katrina.
The hurricane?
No, not quite. It's spelled different. It's like Catriona. But she put in here that it's pronounced Katrina. Actually, here's the way she actually writes it. She says, by the way, it's Katrina, not Katrina. Or it's Catriona, Katrina, not Catriona.
That's weird.
Stop now.
And I will have this, by the way, in the show notes that you can read these emails.
We like
and
your
the
unique
links.
Name.
I'll have that at cleancomedypodcast.com/132.
I have a question for Katrina, though, and I would like her to answer.
For Catriona?
No, for Katrina, because he told you how to pronounce it. Did you change the spelling of your name because of the hurricane? And if yes, my second question is, was it changed after the hurricane or because somebody foresaw the hurricane and changed your name?
Well, it sounds like she's a cat from down under, because that's how she signed it.
Meow.
I'm so sorry, Katrina.
How would an Australian cat sound? Meow, mate.
Meow, meow. <mate. laughs>
I'm even more sorry, Katrina.
Meow, mate.
We are equal opportunity offenders. Anyway, Catriona sent in this email.
Why? I'm becoming her personal defender all of a sudden because
Katrina.
You're just...
Okay, Katrina.
There you go. There you go.
It's one of those weird Australian spelling things. I mean, it's all upside down because they're, you know, toilets flush a different direction.
Not true. What?
She said.
What?
Browsing Amazon for ideas of what to buy my children for Christmas this year. Oh, no. He just insulted a mother.
What?
It's okay when we insult kids, but I just realized I insulted a mother.
What?
What? The bacon mother, no less.
The bacon mother.
You have been dubbed the bacon mother cat from down under. Might. Anyway, Australians probably hate it whenever Americans say might. Browsing Amazon for ideas of what to buy my children for Christmas this year, I stumbled across this. It is, Jenny, how about you describe this wonderful thing?
Oh my goodness. It's Band-Aids that look like strips of bacon. Actually, and it's called Bacon Strips Adhesive Bandages. 15 die cut.
Yeah, that means they had to kill someone to cut it.
Sterile strips, free toy inside. What's the toy?
Free toy inside. Know. It's a severed limb.
Large size.
It's like if bacon isn't fun enough for people, they also include a toy inside this.
Rub some bacon on it.
Wow.
Seriously. Katniss crushes up leaves to put on wounds, and Australians put bacon on their wounds.
Bacon, because bacon is awesome.
Mm-hmm. And it comes with a free toy.
And you have to rub some bacon on it.
Some beacon.
Beacon.
This needs some bacon neosporin to go with it.
No. What? No, but
bacon scented neosporin.
Docs in the chat room just posted a link to bacon soap.
Bacon.
Ooh, bacon soap. Bacon.
Cool. It's real. Yeah,
I've seen that.
Bacon
actually.
Soap. It looks like peppermint from here.
Well, Katrina said, I notice it comes with a free toy as well. Happy Thanksgiving. And so awesome thing. I'll have a picture and the screenshot and the show notes over at cleancomedypodcast.com/132. So you can check this out and order it too, if you'd like. It'll be an affiliate link. So your purchase will help support the ramen noodle, which gets like no affiliate income whatsoever. So buy a lot of stuff if you click on that link to Amazon. And Katrina continued and said, oh, and by the way, we use our hallways to walk to our bathrooms, which have baths, showers, and toilets in them.
Thanks for clarifying.
We do not use our hallways. So if they don't use their hallways, apparently they have the ability to walk through walls. Logically, yes.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow, they don't even use their hallways. So wasteful.
Why do you even have those hallways?
Why?
It's like the third stairway from the guy from Fiddler on the Roof. It's just for
show. Tradition! I've watched that a few times.
That is from...
Just a few.
That's from Cat from Down Under. We also got some fan mail in recently. Now, this might have come before our last episode, but I didn't check it until the day after we recorded episode 131. You remember when Noah sent in some stuff, like an actual written letter? It's the sound of paper.
Oh, good.
And it's not nicotine-stained paper. Oh, but gosh. I said something like,
oh, my goodness.
If you send us something to our P.O. box, it pretty much guarantees that we'll read it in the podcast. Do you remember my saying that?
Oh, something.
Well, I might have to retract that statement because we suddenly received
three. I love mail.
We received three things of fan mail.
Just three?
All from Noah.
Oh.
Wow.
Noah.
One says it's from Noah. The other says, caution, this may or may not contain a live creature.
Ah, don't open that one.
Which...
almost surprised it made it.
That one, yeah. What's the post office going to think?
They're going to smash it with a hammer.
Well, it moves. It's no longer a May. It doesn't contain the live one anymore. And then the other one, it says it's from Monsieur Byzantine.
Oh.
It says, don't hesitate to mail me. And they're all addressed to us. And stuff. So cool things. You remember that we read the we had the he sent the picture of the
what's happening right now
Japanese or Chinese stuff,
pulling a bunch of stuff out of that one.
He sent us some things, and I'll have some pictures of
are those
these
window clings.
Oh yeah, they no they're cuttings of bags of candy.
What does that say? Like, I don't understand.
What happened?
Here's
don't understand.
Here's a thing of candy that says Hot Kid on it.
Wait, it's just a sticker.
It's not a sticker. It's a cutout from a bag.
From a bag?
Yeah, what? It smells like candy too. Or it smells like something. And these things are definitely cut out from something. They're not.
He just rubbed his face
cleans.
All over it.
They're Chinese for something. I don't know. That probably says Hot Kid too. And then he also sent in this little thing of nutritional facts, which explain, oh my goodness, which explain what these things are. But he sent us several things. I'm not going to read all of them today, but just this one.
He's saying in the chat room that he lives in Hawaii.
Yes, that's his address, in fact, is...
Oh, wow.
Stalker. Hawaii.
That's kind of scary. What does Hot Kid taste like?
He says, to the ramen noodle, I thought I might send this along with the... Shelly Senbei. It is a part of the packing of the bag that holds all of the rice crackers.
Can I just add, I just inspired a bunch of ewing in the chat room.
Yeah,
I see that. It's ew. One ceremonial.
Ew.
Or communal.
Ew.
Ew.
Ew. Ew.
It holds all of the rice crackers, and it's kind of funny. For some Weird reason, gelatin is found in the ingredients of these. Huh, makes me think twice about processed food. And I also realized that on the back panel of the package, it recommends eating these with cheese and dip. From my experience, that would be a disgusting mix. To wrap this up, I also found that the company name is Hot Kid. So far, we haven't discovered why, anyway. Keep it up. Great show. Blah, 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 blah. Plaster, etc.
Plaster.
Your fan who has been bombarding or tomorrowing or...
Would you like me to read it?
Tomacausing? Bombard. It must be bombarding.
Oh, yeah. He just said mail, bombarding.
With mail. And then he signed it. And so... One of these other packages, and this is an actual package, does contain these rice crackers that he sent us.
Really?
Yeah. But the ingredients...
He sent us Hot Kids?
No, it's the one...
they've been on the beach a little too long.
Oh, my God.
It's
oh,
wow. The one that says may or may not contain live creatures.
Are those live creatures?
But these are...
That's the one they smashed with the hammer.
These are Shelly Senbai, and I'll have pictures of these in the show notes over at cleancomedypodcast.com/132. Here are the ingredients for these rice crackers.
Oh, he's in the chat room and he's saying those are Hot Kids. So this is what Hot Kid looks like in Hawaii.
Flattened, obviously.
They need to go inside and get a drink of water or something.
They turn into cakes.
Nutritional facts. Hot Kid Shelly Senbai rice crackers. Odd. Statement right there, are enjoyed all over the world for its flavor, freshness, and pure enjoyment.
Wow.
Things are enjoyed for their pure enjoyment. Oh, I love translations. Our rice crackers contain no trans fats or cholesterol, making them an enjoyable, comma for pause, alternative to other snacks.
Don't you mean pause for comma?
What's happening?
They make a great snack to eat on the go, pack in your lunches, and picnics, or with your favorite...
Did you also hear that? Yes. Picnics!
Or with your favorite cheeses or dips.
Do picnics make you feel nervous, Daniel?
No, they make me feel adolescent. Hot Kid Shelly Senbai rice crackers. This sounds like so dirty.
What?
I mean, like, I call Jenny Hot Wife Jenny Lewis. So that's, I mean, can't you see why the awkward? I
don't. Of course, we can see why it's awkward. We're all is the hot elephant in the room. Okay, we're all avoiding it. Hot. I'm making a lot of temperature jokes because that's why it's funny, right?
Oh, the Ewing has started again in the chat room.
These rice crackers will satisfy your need for a great tasting, versatile snack. Try a bag and taste for yourself.
Try your Hot Kid today.
Oh, that's terrible, terrible, terrible. But hopefully they taste better than this.
We're going to have to try them. I need to get to the bottom of this. Why would
that
it be called
that?
That
one's all smushy.
Yeah, we'll have, like I said, pictures of these in the show notes at cleancomedypodcast.com. I'm kind of excited.
I've never eaten a Hot Kid. That makes me sound like I'd be a horrible mother, doesn't it?
Makes you sound like a
Don't
cannibal.
Don't get your kid hot.
That's what cannibals say on their 12th birthday. I've never eaten a Hot Kid before. It's a delicacy in some countries.
With what shall I baste you?
Gravy or butter?
So thank you, Noah, for sending those in. We appreciate it. And I'll save the other letters for following episodes. Because we don't want to give him too much airtime. Since he hasn't sponsored this episode or anything. And he hasn't even expressed a desire to sponsor a future episode.
Wow.
Like one of our
what
listeners.
What are you doing right now?
Wow. Send letters with conditions, people.
One of our listeners emailed in saying, can I sponsor episode 269? And I said something like, well, we're on episode 131 now.
That's awesome that he wanted to sponsor a very specific episode.
So episode 269, I figured out if we skip maybe 5 podcast episodes per year, that would be 137 weeks from now. So it would be October 21st, 2015. And so basically,
I think I'm busy that night, though.
My schedule just wouldn't allow it.
We've been having this conversation back and forth in email, and I basically said to him, well, how about you check back with us in 2 years? I don't know if we'll survive that long.
If he remembers and sends us sponsorship money for that episode.
Okay, what was that date again?
October 21st, 2015.
Okay, I'm going to put on my Google Calendar.
269.
So thank you, listeners, for sending in those funny stories. We look forward to hearing more from you. I've got a bunch of emails that I need to go through and voicemails and stuff to sort through and pick out what are we going to use in future episodes. But keep sending your funny stories, funny things that you see, bacon-related things or bacon diapers. Hey, that could be.
Don't think about it. Don't even think about it. Oh, that's okay. A very sensitive area. Don't. Whoa.
Then why would you want anything other than bacon to protect it?
Oh my.
Wow.
We should move on.
So listeners, please send us your funny stuff by emailing written or recorded feedback to feedback@cleancomedypodcast.com. Or call in to 903-231-2221. That is our voicemail phone number, Ian. Not a different number that goes to my cell phone sometimes and calls me late at night, like at 1 in the morning sometimes, accidentally. it's happened with other people too. I answer the phone and they're like, oh, I thought I was going to leave some podcast feedback because old number. But you can call us 903-231-2221, or you can also go to the show notes over at cleancomedypodcast.com and comment on these funny things that you saw, funny things from the other people, and send us your stories through the website as well at cleancomedypodcast.com and click on the Send a Voice Message tab to record a message right from your computer. Thank you very much for voting for us in the podcast awards. We have no idea whether we've won yet, because the voting is now closed and they will announce the winners on January 7th, 2013 in Las Vegas. And hey, we're really betting a lot on this, that we're hoping. We're hoping that one of our podcasts will win, and we won't find out until January 7th at the live award ceremony at New Media Expo. But we are so grateful for your support in nominating us and getting us into the finalist positions for the podcast awards, and especially for all the work you did to vote for us every single day of the awards. Even if you were only able to vote for us a couple days, we really appreciate that you supported us in that way. It means a lot to us.
Thank you.
Yeah. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And thank you.
And thank you.
My mother thanks you. My father thanks you. My Jeremy thanks you. My wife thanks you.
Don't call me.
Don't call
Jeremy.
Him yours.
And I thank you. So please send us your funny stories, and you can follow each of us on Twitter. I'm Daniel J. Lewis, and you can follow me on Twitter at The Ramen Noodle.
I'm Jeremy Laughlin. You can follow me on Twitter as Phlegon. That's Phlegon.
And I'm Jenny, and you can follow me at twitter.com/Jenny's Nook.
So until next time, remember, next time life treats you like an amateur, keep laughing next time, because you're not the only one next time. And thanks for listening. Until next time. Because next time will be better. Next time. Thanks for listening. Next time. Bye.
Bye. Next time.
Nobody can blame you.
But they can next time.
There's only one life worth living. They may try and shame you. Cause it cracks them up to see an amateur like you. But you gotta be your own kind of noodle. Add your own seasoning. Be your own kind of noodle. Even if nobody else laughs along.
The Ramen Noodle Clean Comedy Podcast is a proud member of Noodle Mix Network. Find more of our podcasts to make you think, laugh, and succeed at noodle.com. theoriseandproductive.mx. Like, theorize with us over Once Upon a Time. Learn how to be productive. Learn how to podcast. Get some Christian movie reviews and Christian worldview and more at noodle.mx. And next time, we won't say next time so many times.
Whoa. No way, Elmo.
That was a good episode, you guys. Did you know Elmo has a hit list?